The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they'll put a smile on your face. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. You don't even have to read or hear or watch anything. You can just feel like the Lord's coming back at any moment. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Probably be a good idea if we did that. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 1,800 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. I think you can pretty much just take that to the bank. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. That's for sure. And we just don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian, going through that process, understanding that you probably have some connection on Sunday, probably have some life group, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, probably have other things going on. But we want to make sure that we give encouragement all the way through. Christianity is not a twice-a-week faith. It is a 24/7 faith. Because that's how the access goes that Jesus provided for us through his redeeming blood, that we can access the Father 24/7. So the faith is 24/7. Here's the bottom line. You might have an opinion on something. You might have a comment. You might have a question about stuff that's going on in your own life, or possibly just got a general Bible question that you've been curious about. You may want to answer Bible trivia, have a praise report, or even have a prayer request. All of that is totally awesome. We want you to participate with us. You call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, Terrific T answers the phone, and that's like the calm after the storm. Everything's just calm. There you go. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or email us, and you really want to take this down because of what I'm going to tell you, an announcement you've never heard before on radio. You can also email us, david@hemustincrease.org. david@hemustincrease.org. Now, here's the deal that I'm going to share with you that you don't know. Never before has a doctorate program used radio listeners to help evaluate and survey in the church. What I mean by that is this. People have taken surveys through the radio, and they've done different works and different analytical understandings. I'm doing something that's a little bit different. I'm using the radio audience in the doctorate study without using anybody's name. And so here's the opportunity you will have never heard of before. Here's your shot to do it right now. If you email me, david@hemustincrease.org, that's david@hemustincrease.org, I will send you, with no viruses or any weird stuff attached to it, 36 questions that are all answered with between the number 5 four, three, two, and one on a Likert scale. And you get to answer those. You give a little bit of core information, nothing else, nothing personal, nothing used. No names will be used in any of the information. But if you do this, okay, and it'll take you about 10 minutes. I'm just telling you right now. Your input will be used in my doctorate, I'm not kidding, in order to evaluate what are some best steps that the church at large can use to help people. That's what it is. So the opportunity is, I'm not going to give you a thing. Well, let me rephrase that. I will give you acknowledgement when I get the doctorate. Okay, but in the meantime, if you want to participate, it's 10 minutes. And I send you, you send me your email, I send you back the document. It's really cute. They're really short questions. If it takes you 10 minutes, it's because you're stopping in the middle and doing something like eating a cheeseburger. And then you just, yeah, I live in the United States. Yes, you know, I'm in Texas or I'm in, you know, Minnesota. And that's it. That's all you got to do. And I can only take so many people. Did you get that? I can only take a limited number. Let's just say it's not much higher than 10. So go to it. You just send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'll make this announcement again at 2 o'clock. Isn't that cool? I just got all this kind of authorization. And
that is actually cool.
This is kind of like they've never taken radio show people and put them together in that category and then – I just can't do anything normal. This is my disease.
Normal is boring.
Yeah, normal is boring. Okay, what do we got to do? We got to do the website, though, so that's something to remember. HeMustIncrease.org. Website, HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org. Email david@HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, HeMustIncreaseMinistry. YouTube, HeMustIncreaseMinistry. Nice. So don't hesitate. Check that out. I'll be talking about that again in the next hour because I want to get this done. The only kick on this is that it's got to be done by Wednesday of next week. So you'll have just under a week, but it won't be being sent out until I think tomorrow. So it's plenty of time, but it won't be hard at all. And if you do it and don't want to do it, that's fine. I'll announce it again. Quick update on Easton. Easton Scott doing much better, and that's what we like to hear. It's always a good thing now because we don't have much time to get into it. Let's go into our read and ramble because we have much to do and little time to do it.
Well, I'm ramming.
There you go. Nothing but professionalism. So we picked the last time we were talking, we were in Colossians chapter 2. I want to pick it up from there. There's just one major point I want to make. It says this, straightforward, be filled with the full riches of the complete understanding so that we may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And you're thinking, well, you know, not all the wisdom and all the knowledge. Wrong. So much wisdom is available, so much knowledge is available, but not without Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 13, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. What's that all about? Well, when Peter and John were standing before the Pharisees, they were giving unbelievably powerful, authoritative, correct, truthful answers because they had hung out with Jesus, and in Jesus Christ is all knowledge and all wisdom. I'll give you an example, a living example. So my father, who passed away when he was a young man when he passed away, under 50. He was a very intelligent man, and at the time that I first became a Christian, he was convinced he was going to talk me out of it. Now my father had the third or fourth highest score in Arizona on the state bar Plus, he had taken the state bar in Michigan. He had a case coming all the way to the Supreme Court of Michigan. They changed the law. You know, really intellectual guy. So we're talking, and I start sharing with him these things that the Lord has shown me in his word, in the scriptures, about Jesus Christ. And I'm talking to my dad. Now, keep in mind that my dad understood me as a drug burnout kid. And then I catch fire in faith. And I'm consuming the word of God, and every question he's asking me, the Lord is giving me the answer from the word of God. I'm just bam, 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 bam. And my dad stops and looks at me, and he's like, who are you? He goes, where did you get this information? How are you even able to respond? And I said, it's because I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and he knows everything. And my dad was astonished. They didn't become a believer, but what I'm trying to tell you is that stuff is real. You think, oh, that can't happen. Listen, God used a donkey to rebuke a prophet. Good or bad prophet, he still used a donkey to do it. He can use any one of us to do anything he wants, anytime he wants, any way he wants. And so there I am, dumb, burnout, dropped out of high school before I went back to get my GED, dropped out of high school, Dave, keeping my own pace with my father, a two-time law person with extremely a large amount of education, just sitting there baffled. Why? Because the Lord has got all knowledge, all wisdom, all understanding. And if you're one of his and you're accessing him in relationship, you have access to exactly what that passage says. In Christ is in whom is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. How cool is that? Oh, you know that's cool. Don't lie. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running. Run.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple. And there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, David, this is Al.
Hi, brother. I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
I just wanted to call, so I wanted to try to get this answer in.
All right, that's a good one. I don't know if you had a chance to hear that with Matt or not, but boy, I like that guy. He's got a, you know, he's committed to the doctrine. I love people that are committed.
I don't know. Will you put his website on Facebook or on your website?
I can put
something?
I'll put it on our website, give them a link, and I'll make sure I got to get permission because I don't want to do anything where they're not, you know, I try to be really careful, but I don't think they'll have any problem with that. So we won't take anything. It's good for apologetics, and we're going to use some of it. All right. Here you go. Here you go. Here's your first one. Who had a late night visit from an angel who assured him that he would be safe aboard a storm-tossed ship?
I don't think this is right, but I'm going to go with Peter.
So close. What's the other name that's really close to that?
Paul?
Yes, that's it! That's it! There it is! All right, that's in Acts chapter 27, verse 23 and 24. Before they had the shipwreck at the end there at 28, he said, "To relax, everybody's going to be fine. Nobody's going to die on the ship. You're all going to end up at this island, you know." And so he was telling everybody to calm down. That's the person who had the late night visit. Now, Peter did have a visit from an angel in prison in Acts 12. So you could make an argument that that was part of the answer too, but that's why we went to the safe aboard a storm-tossed ship. That's where we get the definition. So, good shot, though.
Very good.
Very good, my brother. You know how much I appreciate it. Good job.
Yeah, and I'll never forget that answer.
You will never forget that. Paul. This is Paul.
That's right. Yeah.
Excellent job, my brother. I appreciate it.
All right. All right. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Thank you, brother. God bless you. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All righty, we're going to start off with the Bible trivia. Here we go. Now, this is not difficult. You should know this. We've asked it before. The reason that we ask questions again is the same reason why there's four Gospels, because we need to hear it more than once. Which female judge described herself as a mother in Israel? Which female judge described herself as a mother in Israel? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770, or you can also text 214-210-8483. Let's see. I got a lot of things that I want to cover. I gave you an update on Easton. Easton's doing lots better. So that's good news. Also, like I told you, if you want to participate in this survey, it's very special, very unique survey. I'm just telling you, you just send me your email. I will send you a copy of this. I created this survey, this Likert survey. It's about 36 questions, basically 1 through 5 or always to never kind of mentality. They're super easy, super quick. And I'll be using that in a presentation that I make on my doctorate. So you'll have a participation in the doctorate if you want to do it. Take you about 10 minutes. We don't ask for any personal information. We don't use any names. We don't publish any information like that. The only thing is I got to have it returned by Wednesday at 6 of next week. So if you're interested in that, let me know by sending an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay, david@hemustincrease.org. I got to do that like a bunch of times because I have to be finished with that like by tomorrow. So you'll hear me say it, you know, several times, and then I just got to go with it, whatever we got. All right, let's see. Where are we at? What else do we got to cover? There's stuff we got to cover. You'll do DNA and the other thing. We'll do the other thing. Oh, so Ezra starts Monday. Ezra starts Monday at the 2 o'clock time. So I'm warning you. Okay, I tried to actually copy some of my notes. I can't read the copy of my notes. So I'm just bringing the Bible in, opening it up, and I'm going to read it right from the Bible as we're going along on the notes. Okay? All right. Is there anything else? Nothing else? Let's go back to reading. Are you doing all right? Doing okay over there?
Doing pretty good.
Okay, just making sure. I got a couple of jokes for you today. I think you'll like them. I think so. Don't forget, we also have Acts coming up. So, trivia question. Which female judge described herself as a mother in Israel? A mother in Israel. If you think you know, reach out to us, and we will do our best to respond to that. Let me get into this next text. This is really rather an important portion, and I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to misunderstand it either. This is out of Colossians chapter 2, verse 4. Paul says this under the verbal inspirational process of the Holy Spirit. I say this so that no one will deceive you by smooth rhetoric. For although I'm absent with you in body, I'm present with you in spirit, and I delight to see your orderly condition and firm faith in Christ. Paul says something that's very interesting. A lot of debate about it, but there's some of it that's just really built into this deeper than it needs to be. I say this so that no one will deceive you by smooth rhetoric. Here's the bottom line. That can happen. Paul wouldn't warn you about it. The Lord wouldn't use him to warn you about it if you couldn't be deceived. Now, that deception doesn't have to do with your salvation necessarily. It has to do with being deceived, okay? Which is why the scriptures give admonition for the Bereans who searched whether the things that Paul was saying were in the scriptures or not on a fervent basis. So why I'm saying that to you is for you and I, me, you, all of us to understand that people get deceived, even believers, by smooth rhetoric. Again, if you're talking about Matthew 24:24, we're not talking about a false Messiah. We're talking about false teachers that teach certain things that do not adhere to the basic principles of the gospel. Okay, so there's nowhere in scripture it says become a Christian, become a millionaire. Okay, not there, doesn't exist, move on. Okay, but people are drawn into that because why? It's smooth rhetoric. Boy, as soon as you do that, watch. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Hello. You see, when you bring it down and you make it smooth, people listen more. Well, that's just an actual – it's a fact. You can't change it. In fact, listening increases when the volume goes down even to a whisper because you're forced to listen. It's like you have to. It's like, what? What's he saying? What? Okay, turn it up. And the idea behind that is for you and I to understand that there's smooth rhetoric. Now, there's a difference between that – and somebody who sees teachings differently. So, for example, amillennialism, premillennialism, postmillennialism. There's no smooth rhetoric in any of that. They're different conclusions of theology. However, go to my church and you'll drive a Bentley. That's a problem. You see that, how that's different? How that's just a completely different animal? Or, you know, anything along the lines of false prophets or false prophetesses. So a certain person who's was a really famous personality, has initials that start with a big O, has clearly said on multiple occasions there are many pathways to God. It's like that is so false. It's unbelievable. There are not many pathways to God. And the same person said Gandhi and Buddha and starts saying all these things. It's like, stop talking, okay? That might be smooth rhetoric from a television point of view, but it's deceiving. It's false teaching. You don't have to like it. I don't care. It's not. I mean, whether you like this stuff or not, that part's not the key. The key is to understand that no matter what I say or anybody else says, you only have one place to make the standard stick. It's called the Word of God. You go through Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, 39 books in the Old, 27 in the New, about 780,000 words. That's what you have as a plumb line to evaluate and to determine and to figure out what is being said, if it lines up or if it's just too smooth rhetoric and just doesn't count. And by the way, the Scripture commands us to test things to make sure that they're valid. So Paul's concern for the church in this point, and remember, this almost entire book in Colossians, we're doing this read and ramble, almost the entire book's all about Christology. It's all about the centric of Christ. It's about that Jesus has the preeminence in all things. And the big concern is he's worried that people will go off center from Jesus. And again, as we've mentioned it before, people's like, oh, I love God. Oh, God is great. Oh, God is fantastic. And then you say Jesus Christ and they go, whoa, 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 whoa. It's like, there it is right there. That's the dinger that should go off that tells you, uh-oh, somebody's not getting the gospel. That Jesus, you know, not Sam, Jesus died on the cross for our sins, was buried, and 3 days later rose again. And so any deception that takes place, we have to use a standard by which we evaluate it with, and it's not everybody getting together going, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? It's called reading. And you, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I can read that. And that's the standard. There's one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus. I can read that. There's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. I can read that. And so when people are coming in with smooth rhetoric to redirect, it's usually to redirect off of Jesus. And so no. Now, you don't have to go to the nutsy cuckoo extreme of thinking, well, everything that we, you know, say to you have to just, you know, Jesus, and like excessively, because it's like that's you get to eat a hot fudge sundae. It's okay. It's all right. You're allowed to breathe. Okay. But when people try to veer off in faith and set it away from Christ, that's a deception. And Paul is concerned. And just in case you're wondering, there's well over 20 references in the New Testament to Christians falling or being deceived or led down the wrong paths. So it's like, let's stay on top of it. Let's stay in the Word. Let's stay where we need to be. Let's not let somebody who can talk so smoothly, it's like their voice is silk or butter. Okay, let's not fall into that, okay? No butter kind of thing. If anybody ever watched Saturday Night Live, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like butter, okay? You got to stop that. Here's the bottom line. The scripture says, I say this so that no one will be deceived by smooth rhetoric. Don't be deceived by it. Use your Bible as your standard. If it's a different theological conclusion, that's one thing. If it tries to center off of Jesus in any way, that's an entirely different thing. All right, let me give you the answer for the trivia. So we had a couple people reaching out, doing a good job. Which female judge described herself as a mother in Israel? The answer would be, did you know the answer? Deborah. So that's from Judges chapter 5, verse 7. I love this read and ramble because there's so much cool stuff in it. I hope you guys like stuff like that. All right. Is there anything else I got to cover? There. Okay. We're going to do Acts in the next segment. We hope that's a blessing. And if you didn't get to hear yesterday's show, I would encourage you to listen to yesterday's show. There was a lot of good stuff in there. I gave some updates on some different things. That's always helpful. All right. Last thing I want to tell you is there are a few new things coming in the show that I haven't even told Tierra yet. So you guys need to be praying for Tierra. That's all I'm going to say. Let's just say it's not less work, it's more. Okay, here we go. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, top of the hour, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Destroying everyone and everything. The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
First and foremost, we want to review our most important element of the day, and that is our DNA. Why is DNA important? Because a Christian should know what they're made of no matter what they're going through. Can I say this again as I've said it before? Let me do it real quick. Ready? More news is coming. I know it sounds prophetic, doesn't it? More, even different news today, tomorrow, and the next day, and for the next week, and the next month, and the next year, and the next decade. That's good. So in lieu of that, we have to have a certain way, and we need to be. Our DNA, Christian DNA, has three elements. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Number two, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of the Lord or in his words. And A, always be ready to
serve.
There you go. So it's three simple things. DNA.